God is good, and He has been doing such a wonderful thing. You know, I wanted to use the stage a little bit in my sermon this morning, and then we're going to dive into a passage of Scripture. But we're talking about honoring the King this morning. And I said, God, what do you really want me to get across this morning? And I was thinking about it, and Connie, this morning you were amazing. We had a couple little problems, and I was like, can you do this? And I was singling, and you did it. That's honoring the King. You know why? Because you just did it out of humbleness, out of this is, we want things to go well. And so I just thought I would, I don't normally point things out, but I just, again, wanted just to show honoring, right? That the guys working on the stage yesterday, believers or not, that was honoring the King, because we're just trying to create a different space for us in this auditorium, one that is just new and refreshing. We've been talking about being new and moving in the Spirit. And it's, again, a skill that God has given out. It says He's given out every perfect gift, right? And so we got to use that gift. And I believe that's part of using that gift is honoring those singing on the stage, those playing the instruments, technology. That's honoring our King, using our talents. Going out to the streets and sharing the gospel, that's a talent. It's not the easiest thing in the world. But that is things that God, is, I think, gives to us, every good and perfect gift. And I believe when we come before Him in everything we do, even now, not just when we go to heaven, but even now, we need to be in an attitude of, how do I honor the King through this? And, you know, I was so awesome. I know I really pushed Davidson. We do got to say thank you for putting together the vision, because I just told you what I wanted, and you put it together. Because of your talent, you used it. And I just, because of Christ, yeah, exactly. But it was amazing, right? And we brought these guys together, and we worked together, and it was just awesome to see a team of, they kind of knew each other, right? But not really knew each other. And then all of a sudden, this starts to develop. And they caught his vision, caught my vision, caught the vision for what we wanted to do here. And it's worked out very well. It's not done yet, just so everybody knows. There's going to be stairs. There's going to be painting and finishing. There's lots to do. But I think in 8 or 9 hours, I think they're here from 8 to 5, about 9 hours, this is what happened. And so, yeah. But with that said, honoring our King, not just this, but we had an awesome feast. The guys ate so well. Actually, I was kind of concerned at one point because there was so much food. It's like, are they going to even be able to move? Because every 15 minutes, there was something, hey? It was like, there's breakfast, there's coffee, there's snack, there's lunch, there's this, there's that. So thank you, Rosemary. Beautiful. So again, just seeing everything come together. I was running back and forth from the thrift store to here, but just seeing it all come together and seeing everybody work together was like, this is what it's about. That's honoring our King, saying we just want things done well. We want to work together. We want to just share together and be together. And that's all about honoring our King. And so this, all the songs this morning, I actually didn't even look at the list until this morning. And it was just like, yes, it's just about God is worthy of it all. He is honor of everything we do. And so there was 3 men. And I was thinking about these guys. Some call them kings. Some call them wise men. Some are, in the scripture it says here, and I might pronounce it wrong, but I think it's magi. Right? Is that right? And which is interesting because as I was reading through and studying just that one word, I've realized that that word means many things. And today, it actually comes down to magician. So it's like three wise men or magicians. But they saw something, and they knew something that was important. And this is what I was just kind of amazed. Because as I was reading through and trying to, you know, just kind of understand a little more, these 3 guys knew there was something very important and they had to give honor to. And it was the King of Kings. And so I just really felt that we needed to read this story this morning. Now, I'm not the greatest reader because it's a big little passage, so bear with me. But let's read it together. It's Matthew 2, and I'm reading out of the Amplified Version this morning. It says this, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem asking, 'Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.' When Herod the king heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. So he called together all the chief priests and scribes of the people and asked them, 'Where is the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one? And where was he born?'" Verse 5. "They replied to him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet of Micah. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are not in a way least among the leaders of Judea, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people.' Then Herod secretly sent for the Magi and learned from them the time the star had first appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search carefully for the child, and when you find him, report to me so that I too may come and worship him.' After hearing the king, they went their way, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went on before them, continually leading the way, until it came and stood over the place where a young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And after entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. And then after opening their treasure chests, they presented to him gifts fit for a king, of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream by God not to go back to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way. They came to honor the King of Kings." And this season is a season for me that I just thought I need to personally focus in on that. What am I doing that's honoring my king? What am I doing that says, "You are my savior, you are my King of Kings"? And the reason why I've kind of been thinking through this is because sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes it's about me too much. I want, I need. I don't know if I've said that before, but I just really felt that it needs to be about him. And the eyes will render themselves. If we're focusing in on our Heavenly Father and what he's desiring for us, I strongly believe then the things that we think are important go to the side, and the things that are important to him come to the forefront. I know we've been pushing in this year, just we want to hear from the Lord. We want to use the gifts of the Spirit. We've just been speaking that new life in all of us, in ourselves, in our friends. I believe that the Lord, truly I believe, not just because I'm one of the pastors here, I truly believe he's moving here in this facility with our tenants, with our congregation, with people who are coming in and out of here. I believe the Spirit of the Lord is here every single day, every single moment. And as people are entering, there is something different. I've got it from our leasers. They just say, you know, it's so their pleasure working with you guys and this and that. And I just know that it's not me. It's not Carolyn. It's because of the grace of God in this place. I rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus in this place. He's got no power here. He's got no authority here. All power to Jesus. And so when we come here, even if it's not on a Sunday, we need to pay or give God honor. We need to honor him as king. Our Heavenly Father sent Jesus to this earth to die for us. That's why we're so excited about Christmas. Because those who love babies is exciting, right? But it was because of that birth that all things are made pure and holy, right? If it wasn't because of the birth of Jesus, there would not be a resurrection. There would not have been a death and then a resurrection. And so we come as Christians, and I know it's commercialized, and on a retail side, it's great because we make a lot of money, but it's not about that. It is about our Heavenly Father, and I love the fact that I hear so many people press into making sure that Christmas is about Christ, and it's about Jesus. It's about our Heavenly Father and the gift He gave to us. And so this morning, as we were singing and as we were talking, I just thought it was important to kind of share that from my heart, that we are here to honor the King. Do you know what? I strongly believe with everything that's within me that when we're singing and we're just saying, you know what, I'm just going to put it all out there and just give it to you, Lord, I think that brings God so much joy. And I'm pretty sure I do cry once in a while. I'm pretty sure He's in heaven just crying tears of joy, saying thank you for coming and just being honest and being open. And then He wants to speak with you. And that, I believe, is what it's all about. That is honor. I thought of, you know, when you would, on a physical side, if you would go see the Queen of England, you wouldn't just go storming in there and say, "What's up, bud?" Give her a big hug or what? There's an act of reverence. Where can I stand? And I believe in our house of God, we're like that too. But our God, is down to earth. So thank the Lord for that we can come and be ourselves and come and just honor Him the way we know how to honor someone. And He doesn't judge you and won't throw you out of the court if you're just not the right way. He accepts you for who you are and where you are, what you're at, what you think. I know sometimes it could be a struggle in this world today, just being a Christian and just making sure you're striving in. Sometimes we're very hard on ourselves. And I believe as we come in our house, in our church, in what we do, in our workplace, with the heart of, Lord, I'm going to honor You with what I say. I'm going to honor You with what I do. And I know we're not perfect and we all make mistakes, but I believe you have to have the right heart, and then everything else kind of flows down the pipeline, as we say. Again, in James 1:17, it just say, every good and perfect gift comes from above. It comes down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Our God doesn't change. He's given you gifts. Use those gifts and honor to Him. We all have different gifts. This morning was musicians up here, the kitchen, people, you know, coming and making coffee. That's a gift. This is a gift. The stage, building the stage is a gift. Being a part of a maintenance team and doing the stuff that people don't really want to do, I believe that's a gift. And this morning, I just want to encourage you that you're a gift. You're a gift to the body. Each and every one of you that is here this morning, if you feel like for some reason you don't feel a part, talk to Pastor Carolyn and myself. We'd love to see where you're at. But you are part of this family. You're welcome. Regardless of hurts, regardless of where you might be, you're welcome here. You know, we sing the song, "You're welcome in this place." You're welcome here. And so this morning, would you honor God by saying, okay, I'll take you, Ed, on that challenge. I'm going to get involved. I'm going to honor You with my gifts. Maybe it's honoring Him in social media, talking to Pastor Carol and say, I want to help you with that. Or web design, background stuff. You don't have to always be the foreground person, right? I just want to encourage you not to just sit back and go, well, my gift isn't worth anything. Your gift is worth a lot. And you honor God by using your gift. I'm going to ask the musicians to come forward because I do believe that, again, this morning, I just want us to hear from the Spirit of God, practice what we've been taught over the last few months. And I just want to honor the King with worship this morning, with our praise to Him. It's like an incense, like when Pastor Carolyn explained it. When we sing, it's like an incense rising up to our Heavenly Father. And that brings me joy. If you feel the Lord speaking to you this morning in any way, like maybe you've been saying to yourself, I don't feel competent, or my skill isn't worth anything, or any of that, I'll use negative wording in your life. Would you leave that here this morning? Would you give that to the Lord this morning? So would you close your eyes as the musicians start to play? And would you go, Lord, I want to give you this. I want to give you this. And would you leave that here this morning? And one thing is, do not take it out of here. You've left it here. You left it with Christ. And then second is, Lord, I know I have this talent. How can I use it? And where can it be used? And so I want to encourage you to just start thinking through this. And so we're not done just yet, but would you do that this morning? Thank you, Lord. Just go ahead. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. With just every eye closed and head bowed, if this morning, you just feel that you just need to rededicate your life, just to say, God, I'm putting aside the things of yesterday and just want to rededicate and say I'm moving forward at this point on with you, Lord God. If that is you this morning and you just sense that you need to just signify saying that that's you, I want to pray for you directly. So if the Lord is really just moving in your heart in that way, if that's you, would you raise your hand and then I'm going to pray with you? I see that hand. I see those hands. Anybody else? I see that hand. I see that hand. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Father, as you have put that on my heart to ask, Lord God, I know that you are doing a new thing in the lives of those who just raised their hands. God, I would ask that you would just speak into their lives. Lord God, I ask that you would help them put aside the things that have distracted them from you. And Lord God, that they would be able to just focus on you. Holy Spirit, move in a mighty way. I come against the distractions that would kill and destroy. Holy Spirit, move. We speak refreshing. We speak renewing of their minds, Lord God, in Jesus' name.